him back.
Good. NC9B. Yeah, I was wondering about where you stayed in Charleston there. Well, I miss a lot of things about Charleston. Don't miss a few things, like the traffic, the bugs, and the heat. But I love Charleston.
Gotten there several times, but yeah, we were on Folly Beach on Arctic Avenue, you know, like the front drag right there. You know, there's a condo on Verbo, and it was very expensive, but Courtney just needed a day away from work and the house and all the crazy things, and so did I, kind of. So we went down there for the night and came back, and then, you know, we kind of knew that the dog was not good. When we, you know, she's been on the decline for a few months. So we just spent the weekend at home, you know, playing with the dogs, giving her some time, you know, doing some fun things with her, letting her do, you know, get away with all the things that she wants to get away with. And then when I came home from my appointment yesterday morning, she had dug herself underneath the shed, and that kind of told me it was time. So I helped her get out from under and made her comfortable while we, you know, made a vet appointment and took her in at 4 o'clock yesterday. So yeah, she was comfortable and calm and in no pain anymore. And yeah, so it's just glad she's not feeling sick anymore.
Animals will let you know when it's time. They have a sense about that. But then again, sorry for your loss, but I don't know. We're talking about getting another puppy, and probably will eventually.
It's hard not to have at least a couple of dogs. You know, I mean, if you have one, you kind of have to have two, because they love to have the company. And yeah, I mean, you know, I think we're probably done with dogs for a while. You know, we've got five more, and we're getting to the point in our lives where we want to be able to travel and go places. You know, we've poured so much into animal rescue and fostering and stuff for so many years that, we're kind of thinking we're going to pass the torch on to the next generation of dog rescuers and at least take a vacation, because, you know, for the last 20 years of my life and the last 20 years of hers, neither of us have been able to go anywhere. Because, you know, we've got all these dogs at home all the time. So, yeah, just kind of thinking about turning over another chapter, at least for a little while. And, you know, maybe we'll come back to it later. But, yeah, it's, you know, when you start losing a lot of dogs, and we've lost three in the last couple of years, and it really just starts to take its toll, and you start to think about, man, I just need a break.
Yeah. We opt for the little dogs. We don't get the big ones. Someone's easier to maintain and everything, and I'm even thinking about downsides in our camper. I've got a fifth wheel now. I'm thinking about getting a small travel trailer. Downsize a little bit, make things smaller, easier to get around, probably travel a little bit, use the camper a little bit more. It's just a chore to set it up and a chore to break it down. Not that much of a chore, but still. I like to keep things simple, you know, I believe. I subscribe to that principle. NC9B.
Yeah, little dogs travel better too. Like, you know, I was thinking, you know, right now I've got, you know, the 3/4 ton and the big travel trailer. I was actually thinking about going to like a small Class A or something, you know, just for simplicity's sake. And, you know, maybe do it, some, you know, once we don't have dogs, you know, doing some traveling and, you know, cross-country sightseeing and stuff. Because, you know, we're planning to retire, you know, well ahead of our full retirement ages. You know, she'll be, you know, the way our plan works now, she'll be 50, I'll be 62, and, you know, we want to take some time and travel, and, you know, by then we won't have any dogs or any pets or anything, so, I was thinking maybe Class A, something like that, just, you know, drive across country a couple times and, you know, spend some time traveling, and maybe after that we'll, get back into having dogs again, but, you know, just take a nice break for ourselves and go see some sights and, you know, see the world that's out there.
Maybe for a while. Really enjoyed it, and then we decided to get, the wife wanted a fifth wheel, because, you know, the disadvantage of having a Class A is you have to have something to go and drive around, you know, get around town, you want to go run errands, get groceries, whatever, so we opted for the fifth wheel, sold it to Class A. The guy we sold the Class A to immediately took it straight to Myrtle Beach, had a blast in it, he said. We kept in touch there for a while, for about 6 months. He was having a blast with it, loving it. But kind of miss it. I know we had fun in it. We went a couple places, you know, nothing like just pulling off the side of one of them nice rivers up there off of the 441, going over to Gatlinburg. Just pull over and I think it was that we were on our way back from Cades Cove, and just, you know, unhook it or anything. Just open the door, leave the door open. It's right there, the river's right there, right up by. And sit at the dinette and having sandwiches. You know, very relaxing.
About Lake Kiwi, South Cove County Park in Oconee County, you can get a spot right on the water there, and you know, you can just open your door and then see out over the lake, and there are a couple of spots there on the north side of the lake where you get a really, really nice view, and they're back-end spots, so they're easier to get because a lot of people can't back in, and a couple of them are kind of away from the other site, so, you know, there are a couple of spots there in South Cove that you can get some decent privacy and some space to yourself and really nice views. And, yeah, it's definitely a nice experience to do that.
There's a lot of enjoyment. We've had a couple of campsites that are just pulled through campsites that they overlook the lake. So open your door, you're right there at the lake. And a real nice one, Tougaloosa State Park has got one. A couple good sites there like that. But we really enjoy it. Made your reservations yesterday for the Shelby Ham Fest. We're going to stay at the Lake Junaluska campground there. Just so we won't have to drive far. It's my birthday weekend, so we'll drive up the Friday, set up the camper and everything at the campground. Oh, there goes one of my trucks there. Yeah, that's Chrysler, whatever. But going up 25. But set up and have a nice time at the Ham Fest and come back, spend the night in the campground, and then from there we might go to Gatlinburg or we might go somewhere else. I don't know. We'll see.
Campground was near Shelby.
I've got making reservations for Shelby to stay at the fairgrounds, and then this is at Camp Junaluska. Junaluska campground. It's right across from the lake there, 19, right across from, and that's the Waynesville Ham Fest.
Oh, okay, I got confused there for a second, but yeah, the Shelby Ham Fest is really, really fun to camp at, and I thought about, you know, doing my camper over there this year, but, you know, it's only 3 months out from my back surgery, not even 3 months, like 2.5, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to, you know, huff the weight of, you know, setting up the camper and building all the strength it takes to do that, so I'm going to skip it this year, but I think maybe next year I might do the whole week. And, you know, bring my camper over there on Monday and at least have it there. You know, I live in town, so it's really, you know, kind of really easy to get over there. I can probably be at the fairgrounds in less than 5 minutes from my house. But it'll be fun to have it over there. And, you know, I've got a couple of friends who come in from out of town, so I might say, hey, you know, yeah, you guys can use a camper if you want to camp there. And, you know, just maybe sell some stuff for me at the table if you don't mind, you know.
We'll get one on the loop there. That way we can put a table out front, have cold drinks in the refrigerator right there in the camper, and have everything all set up. Kick back, relax, socialize, and have a good time. But we're only going to stay 2 nights. You know, it's only Friday and Saturday this year. They're not doing Sunday. So I had to change my schedule on the campground application there to Thursday night and Friday night. We'll leave Saturday afternoon. Saturday evening.
Yeah, when the flyer came out that they didn't have Sunday on there, but it kind of makes sense because usually, at least the last couple of years I've gone, you know, by Saturday afternoon, everybody's packing up and leaving anyway, so they probably decided not to have the golf cart rental and the site rental and stuff like that for that extra day, because I think you can stay there for Sunday, but I think they're going to turn in all the golf carts and stuff a little early and save the money, because it is expensive to put that thing on. It's several thousand dollars to put the Ham Fest on, and they make a little bit of money off of it, but not a whole lot. So wherever they can save is a good thing.
We've got e-bikes. I'm debating whether I'm going to probably bring the e-bikes too. We'll get around pretty easy. Make it convenient. Just looking forward to it. But I got to sit on the seat next to me. I got to get that thing in the mail. Make sure I got it there. The bank I bank with, it's a great union, and they diverse themselves from the credit. It was a joint credit union, and then diverse themselves and made their own credit union now. So I just realized I only have 2 checks in my checkbook left. I had 3, but I used 1 for the campsite, so I had to order checks last night. Yeah, but I'll just stick with that one. And I was waiting for the burger to go through so I'd get the right checks. I didn't want to buy checks, which come to find out the checks are free. I'm not getting the fancy ones. So I want to make sure I have the right checks anyway. NC9B.
AT, wonder where Ken is this morning.
Vacation.
Oh, that's right. They were going camping down at the coast this week.
What we want to do.
Somebody was telling me about a campground down there where you can get right on the ocean with your camper if you get the right spot. Was that you or maybe it was Ken? I can't remember.
And it's either Huntington Beach or the other one. It's Huntington something down there. But it's right on the water. You get campsites right on the beach. And also Edisto. You can also get the campsites on the beach on Edisto.
Because that would be another, we're thinking about going down to Charleston area again, taking the kids and stuff, but, the beachfront rentals are extremely expensive, so if I could possibly finagle, we're thinking about going for a weekend after Labor Day when the kids go back to school, so hopefully things will be cheaper and more available, but that's a good option to keep in my back pocket. Because, even in the off-season, I'm sure those beachfront rentals are extremely expensive, so I'd like to avoid doing that again, because that pretty much hurts.
Yeah, and when you were talking about Folly Beach, my brother used to rent an apartment. I guess it was an apartment. What would you call it? It could be more like a, what do they call it, a little small beach place, like a bungalow. He had rented one, and I think it was on Atlantic Avenue, right across the street from the beach. So you had to cross the street, and then you could walk down to the beach. But he rented that for a while, and I was always envious of that, because I was still in high school at the time, and he was old enough and graduated and had a job, and that's where he got his apartment. Him and his girlfriend lived there. And it was pretty cool.
That close to beach for the while, but Folly Beach especially, it gets really, really overcrowded. Like when we were leaving, we went down Thursday and we stayed the night and we left Friday to come back, and we left Friday around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and the line of traffic coming down 17 there to get into Folly Beach, was it 17 or 179 or whatever that road is that the main drag is to Folly Beach. The traffic was backed up 4 miles to get into Folly Beach. I'm like, where are all these cars going to even go? Because, it was Friday afternoon, so everybody was hitting the beach. So I don't know if I'd want to live in all that.
It's one of the reasons we're not living in Charleston anymore. It's just grown up so much. We used to live on James Island when I was in high school. On the weekends, I'd ride my bicycle down to Folly Beach, me and my brother. We'd have to just ride down the beach, go to McKelvin's surf shop, get ice creams, whatever, Just have a nice Saturday or Sunday at the beach. And then we'd ride our bicycles back home to James Island. Loved it. It was great, but it's just so grown up now in Charleston. You can't go anywhere in Charleston without fighting traffic. It's just so many people there now.
Last time we went, we wanted to go into downtown Charleston, and we wanted to go to that market that they have, the indoor market, and it took us like 45 minutes just to find a place to park, and, it was one of those, pay with your phone kind of things, and, after 45 minutes, there was then another, 15-minute walk to get down there, and it was just shoulder to shoulder in that place, trying to get around and see things we walked the length of the market, checked it out, and just walked back to the car and left because you just couldn't move in the place. And then it took us, another 45 minutes to get from the parking spot just to get out of town and get back on the road home. So, yeah, it was definitely overcrowded. But that was more on season, I think, when we went. But, yeah, it was super crowded down there. So I wouldn't want to live there, I don't think.
Market. I used to patrol down there. I was assigned to Team 2, which is that area down there. For a while, I worked all the teams down there, Team 1, 2. The only team I didn't work was Team 4, but then I went to the Sheriff's Office, and I worked West Ashley there for a while, and I worked Mount Pleasant. Well, I told them, when they hired me to the Sheriff's Office, I said, I don't care where you put me, just don't put me in Mount Pleasant, because I know nothing about Mount Pleasant, Georgetown, up that way. And that's where they put me, first right off the bat. So, 20 years down there, working the road, Charleston, city of Charleston. Not Charleston. some stories I've heard from my grandparents, too.
You know, the Folly Beach City Police Department is very busy at night, for sure. I can only imagine Charleston, but if you want to be a police officer that deals a lot of drunk and disorderly conduct, you can be a Folly Beach police officer. That's certain.
Not in general, and that place is putting out fires, man. I know when I first started at when I was growing up, you could buy a permit. I mean, it was like a couple bucks. You get a burn permit, so you can have a bonfire on the beach. And you could have no bottles on the beach, and the cans, you had to take your pop tops, and they were real strict about that. You could have any pop tops laid on the beach. So we used to go out there and spend the weekend, have a blast. You can't do that anymore. They restricted all that stuff now.
You know, when you have that many people crawling all over each other, and you can't have people just like leaving glass and pop tops and stuff that can hurt the kids the next day, you know, because there are a lot of people that use that beach, and one of those metal pop tops, that would really mess you up if you step on it the wrong way.
Okay, I stepped on one time because it's foot wide open. Yeah, it ruined his weekend. Yeah, you just have a lot of fun down there. It was a great place back then. The house was too crowded, too many people. I can tell you some stories over there. But great time, great place. A lot of history. Fort Sumter, being able to take your own boat out to Fort Sumter, that's a privilege in and of itself. You know, the fort itself is free. You can take your boat out there, that costs you a dime. You can tie it up at the pier. Go out, walk around the fort, look at all the history and everything, get back in your boat, and drive away. No charge. Well, they charge you is taking the General Beauregard or one of the ferry boats out to the Fort Sumter. That's what costs you. The recommendation. Fort Moultrie, if you go over to Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, over that way on Sullivan's Island at the far southern tip of Sullivan's Island is Fort Moultrie, which is the other fort that they fired on Fort Sumter from. interesting. And the fort in Mount Pleasant, I'm sorry. There's another fort in Mount Pleasant where they fired on Fort Sumter from. It's all a lot of interesting history down there.
But you can put it on the list and look into it. Courtney and I love the historical stuff, so it might be worth a try to get down there and see it.
Downtown to Broad Street, where the battery is down there. Broad Street's the one that cuts across the peninsula. At the dead end of Broad Street, there's the old ammo depot back in the Civil War days. And that thing is so well built, you go in the basement on a hot 98-degree day there down in Charleston with the humidity 110%. You go in that the magazine at the end of Broad Street, and man, it's super cool and quiet. Man, unbelievable.
But down too deep to get to 65 degrees. But some of those old basements, houses. When we lived in upstate New York, they had these old stone houses in town that were built in the 1600s. And one of the things they said is that they're very deep basements because they needed cool, dark places to keep their roots. Root cellar for their fruits and vegetables. And these roots, these basements were very, very dug very deep for that reason, because when you get down far enough, you get a lot of good cool temperatures, because the earth 10 feet down stays a pretty constant temperature year round, no matter how hot or cold it is outside. So hot summers in New York, summer's only a couple of months, but still you have a nice cool place year round.
Like that, loses a lot of that. This new history stuff. The new stuff coming out, all the modern stuff. Tear down the old houses. Hate to see the old houses go. On that note, I'm ready to pull up at work here. Good talking to you. Appreciate you working on the radio, and hope you have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your ride to work, and hopefully catch you on a flip-flop. NC9V. I'll be clear after yours.
Talking to you this morning. Yeah, I'm going to hang up the radio and give Courtney a call this morning. It's about time for her to get up and let me know what's going on. So All right, have a great day. Be safe, and we'll maybe catch this afternoon. This is WTUJKT73.